This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of The Garden Show with Charlie Dobbin, heard every Saturday morning at 9 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
And it's time now for another edition of Creative Moments with Royal Home Improvements. And, of course, we're joined by the president of Royal Home Improvements, Mr. Paul Napolitano. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine on this wonderful day, Murray.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice day out there, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
And what we're going to discuss this morning is porches and patios and you know, how I suppose we can maximize space and some options that we have in that area of the backyard and you know, cold rooms, things such as fruit cellars. You know, these are things that you don't really hear discussed that much these days, but really it's a pretty darn good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, often we talk about repairing your porch and, of course, making sure that your grate is running away so you don't have water problems coming in if there's a room below. But the porch, especially whether it's a fruit cellar, cantina, whatever you're going to use, even some interior use, that seems to be the most underused area of the home, which has some natural space here that you could take advantage of. And just as recently as this week, we're renovating one that had a bathroom inside the cantina area, but unfortunately there are some issues with the moisture getting in, etc., and it wasn't properly built to house a bathroom. So I just thought I'd touch on that. If there's a cold room that you have, a fruit cellar underneath your porch, and you want to remain it as a cold room for storage, then you have to make sure that it's ventilated. Mm-hmm. Having a vent or a window that's kept open is a way to accomplish that, but you do have to make sure that the door into it is an insulated door. And that could be either a steel insulated or a solid core door that's been insulated as well. One of the reasons for that is a lot of people will go in and insulate these rooms, but they don't climatize it. They don't bring the air from the basement and circulate it properly, and that's when you get problems and you get condensation, and usually that's why you walk into a cold room and you'll smell the dampness because mm-hmm. it's caught in there, and it has to be ventilated properly. So yes, you can put a laundry room in there. You can use it as a bathroom if it's properly taken care of.
You know, Paul, another use that we haven't really discussed is a lot of folks like to collect wine. Could convert into a little wine cellar, I suppose.
Well, actually, in my own home now, I'm contemplating that. I have a cold room that was insulated. I stripped down the insulation and left with the bare walls now, and it's dry. There's no major cracks with water coming in, and I'm contemplating, as a showpiece, putting in a glass door to walk into the area mm-hmm. and put in a wine cellar. So to do a wine cellar, you want to control the humidity and the temperature. And I understand through some research that the perfect temperature is between 55 and 58 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm not sure what that transfer in the Celsius. It wasn't on the web when I was looking.
Mm-hmm.
And also the humidity, you have to keep up. So you have to control it if you want it to be a true wine cellar where you're going to keep wine down there for several years. Although they did go on to say that most wine on its own can stay for, I believe the period was 4 to 6 years with it being corked. So you don't have to get into all that expense if you just want to get the look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and folks, if you'd like to reach Royal, you can do that by phone at 416-236-4400 and Cottage Country 705-687-8989 and, of course, online at www.royalhomeimprovements.ca. Now, you know, I suppose as we're discussing, Paul, this is a very underutilized portion of the home that maybe we don't consider. And the fact that, you know, these days it seems there's never enough room, it's great to explore these options. And sometimes it's maybe not a necessary space use that you're considering. But as we say with wine cellars, with the fruit cellar, You know, these other options. There's lots you can do that just for fun and just something to add to the home.
Certainly, and not only from below, but from above as well. A porch is the foundation's there, so if you want to enclose it for shelter to come in as, say, a bit of a mudroom to kick the boots off and greet people before they come in, or if you have room to actually bring it into living space, it's been done, and it's very cost-effective if the footprint is already there. And that's something that people got to consider, too. If they are rebuilding their porch and they have to dig down to put a footing in, let's say they're changing a deck to a porch,
right,
then you have to consider excavating and putting in the basement room, because half the work is done just by digging out for the four-foot footing, which has to be tied into the existing footing line, so you have to dig that deep anyway.
You've got it already there anyway. You might as well utilize it. And, you know, folks, we also know, for instance, if you're looking in the real estate market and you're looking to make a sale, sometimes it's those little things such as this that push that sale over the top, you know. And probably for a job like this, Paul, it's not a huge expense, is it?
Not with the footprint being there, so it's relatively inexpensive compared to, say, building an addition to accommodate that type of square footage. And we've even taken some areas in the older parts of the downtown Toronto, whether on the east or west side of Yonge, where you have the back porch that's been enclosed, and you have a staircase going into the basement, staircase going out to the backyard, type of a scissor type shape. We've taken those areas as well and enclosed them, and also put, say, a bathroom on a main floor, which never existed before, into a small square footage of the area. So there's lots you can do that you may think you don't have the room to do. So give us a call. We'd be glad to come out and give some consultation and free inspection.
Well, that's a great idea right there. You take your living area, call Royal, have them take a look around. They can give you some options with what you do have available. And, you know, this is something, Paul, as we mentioned, with the idea for the fruit cellar, the wine cellar, whatever term whatever use you decide. Sometimes folks haven't even, you know, realized that they have these options, or these are something they could do. And they thought, you know what, heck, that would be a great idea. You know?
Use the space. Space is at a premium, usually in the GTA area for sure, so you might as well take advantage of it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the incentives you have right now, which make it very practical to get some work done with Royal Home Improvements.
Well, first of all, we've continued, as we mentioned in past shows, that seniors will not pay any tax, meaning no HST. So right there's a 13% savings right off the hop. We are coming to a close on our exterior backyard makeovers, and I believe we're giving right up to 20% off on that type of renovation. And in the near future, we'll be looking at some specials for the interior. That's going to come with bathrooms and kitchens, so keep an ear open for that one.
Well, some great opportunities. And, Paul, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I suppose if you're looking now, we're into late September. If you're looking to have some work done in the home before the holidays are upon us, probably a good idea to give you a call.
Yep, you still have time before the weather closes in, especially if we have to do some excavation or digging on the exterior. So now's the time to get in for last call.
And the number is 416-236-4400. That's 416-236-4400. www.royalhomeimprovements.ca on the web. And, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week, and we'll chat with you next Sunday morning.
Take care.
This has been an exclusive podcast of The Garden Show with Charlie Dobbin. Heard every Saturday morning at 9 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.